This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories.
Mayor Adams is asking a federal judge today to toss out the case against him, even as the Justice Department is already seeking dismissal of those charges. Our Juliet Papa is following the case.
In fiery language, Mayor Adams' criminal defense lawyer cited prosecutorial misconduct, leaks to the press, and other rationales for dismissing the charges outright against the mayor. In a 20-page argument, attorney Alex Spiro called a prosecutor's resignation letter unhinged and called baseless the acting U.S. attorney's claim that there were plans for additional obstruction charges ready to be filed against the mayor. Now, the lawyer says the whole thing snowballed then with calls from prominent politicians for his resignation. And he says any presumption of innocence for the mayor is now destroyed. Now, those who called for the mayor's resignation did so on the belief that the mayor was now beholden to the Trump administration in exchange for a dismissal of the charges. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A 24-year-old man has died after a car crash earlier this morning in Queens. It happened near 108th Street and Northern Boulevard in Elmhurst this morning. Police say the 24-year-old was driving a BMW that somehow collided with a Mercedes that had two people inside. The 24-year-old was rushed to Elmhurst Hospital, where sadly he was pronounced dead. The driver and the passenger in the Mercedes were also taken to the hospital, but they're expected to survive. Police have arrested one of the people who was in the Mercedes, but it's not clear which one they were arrested or why. Many restaurant owners in New York City are still waiting for approval for their outdoor dining plans this spring. There's apparently a massive backlog in the application process. Andrew Ridgey of the New York City Hospitality Alliance is urging the process to move faster. He says time is running short for restaurant owners to plan for the outdoor structures and the staff that they'll need.
These restaurants still need to plan, pay, build their roadway streeteries, and have them set up for April 1st, which is the start day. So I understand the Department of Transportation is now working really fast and really hard to get this done, but time is of the absolute essence.
The DOT has to review and approve the licenses before they're officially issued by the comptroller's office. DOT officials say some of the restaurants that have applied will get conditional approval to open outdoor dining on April 1st. But restaurant owners say that outdoor sheds cost thousands of dollars, so building them without final approval is risky. A Queens man has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for killing a 25-year-old NYCHA employee 5 years ago. Darian Ramdial was working on the grounds of the Astoria houses when he was hit by a stray bullet fired by Gerald Bethea. Bethea pleaded guilty last month to manslaughter in the first degree. Prosecutors say he was arguing with four other men in the lobby of the building and that he followed the group out as they left, pulling out a gun and firing it 9 times. None of the bullets hit the men, but one of them hit Ramdial, killing him. The NYPD is making it easier to join the force, reducing the college credit requirement for new recruits. It used to be 60 credits. Now it's just 24. The department is also reinstating a requirement to complete a 1.5-mile run in less than 14 minutes and 21 seconds. The NYPD says the changes are meant to address a hiring crisis and ensure that incoming officers are better prepared to meet the unique demands of law enforcement. Local lawmakers are introducing a bipartisan bill in Washington today to fix the World Trade Center health program funding shortfall. The bill would update the program's outdated funding formula to ensure adequate funding until the program's expiration in the year 2090. 9/11 first responder and advocate John Field tells 1010 Winds he will move heaven and earth to make sure those suffering from 9/11 related illnesses get the help they need.
This piece of legislation is proof that there was no fraud and no abuse of spending, because technically we should have ran out of money in 2025, but because of the cost cutting and the effectiveness of the program, we can extend it to 2027.
The bill would also increase funding for data collection on 9/11 related conditions and expand access to mental health care for program members. And today marks 32 years since the first attack on the World Trade Center. Six people were killed in that 1993 bombing. A ceremony this afternoon will honor John DiGiovanni, Robert Kirkpatrick, Stephen Knapp, William Macko, Wilfredo Mercado, and Monica Rodriguez Smith. Their names will be read aloud by family members, and a moment of silence will be observed at 12:18 p.m. That's when the bomb was detonated. The victims' names are etched in bronze together on a panel of the 9/11 Memorial's North Pool, alongside the names of the 9/11 victims. It took about an hour for firefighters to put out a fire that started on a patio structure on the roof of an apartment building in the West Village this morning. Four people, including a firefighter, were sent to hospitals to be treated for injuries. The cause of that fire, still under investigation. Living in New York is becoming more and more difficult, with a new report finding the share of New Yorkers living in poverty is nearly double the national average. The new report from Columbia University and Robin Hood finds one in four residents here in the city doesn't have enough money to cover housing and food. Researchers used a different metric to determine affordability, and they say the poverty threshold for a couple with two children and a rental household in New York City is now $47,190. State and local leaders, including Governor Hochul and Mayor Adams, have recently focused their agendas on making New York more affordable. Police have released images of a man wanted for slashing a subway passenger earlier this month during a fight over a seat. The attack happened February 4th near the Fulton Street station. Two men were on a Brooklyn Brown train during morning rush. And during the fight over the seat, the attacker slashed the 33-year-old victim across his left hand and then took off. Anyone with any information about this incident is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.